Mustard Seed Ministries radio program. This is Don Lee Cameron, and it is an honor and a privilege to be with you today. We're in part two of Keep Praying. Today I want to talk to you about personal prayer life, how to keep the fire going in your prayers. The Bible talks about pray without ceasing. Well, we really need to get to a point in our own daily lives as we commune with God, as we fellowship with Him throughout our day. You know, God is not just there when we go to a certain building. We are the church. And when we understand that, God is with us wherever we go. And so we need to welcome Him in our homes, in our businesses, and wherever we go. And so where we are, wherever we find ourselves, we need to invite God in our midst. And as we're doing that, we're praying, talking with the Lord, we're communing with God. But what we're going to talk about today is a personal prayer life. You know, I would encourage you to get a schedule, you know, if it's at night or during the day or in the morning. A schedule is something that will help you to get on a routine basis, and it will help you to establish a good prayer life on a day-to-day basis. So if you are a morning person and you like to get up early, or you're a night person and you like to go to bed late, any time is good, a good time to pray. Amen. So establish a prayer life by scheduling a time. I want to talk to you about something that I learned from a man named Mike Bickle. He's up in IHOP, International House of Prayer. I went to a teaching, learned exactly what I'm going to tell you today, and I just want to encourage you on following this or making something up on your own. You know, I took what he did, what he gave to us, and then I turned it, changed it just slightly. But regardless, he's the one that this information is coming from. My prayer life has grown, just a short testimony. I remember when I first got saved, right before I went to work, I just lay my hand on the Bible and say, Lord Jesus, be with me, bless my time today, and help me to lift up your name. I would just say something real short like that, and I'd say, in Jesus' name, amen. And I'd go off 8-10 hours a work day. And then it came to a point where, you know, I started to really I started feeling a hunger for the Lord. Like there was something that I needed more. And I established a prayer time, but also established a prayer closet. I actually turned my closet. I had a very comfortable chair in there, a light, a little table. And I would go in there and close the door and fellowship with God and pray and listen to music and worship the Lord. And then it just grew into outside of that, where I would just pray different places. And my prayer life has become more involved over the years, and, you know, learning from people such as Mike Bickle. And so I really got a hold of some of his teachings and have been very blessed over the years by him. And this is going to be a real quick, it's a 10 prayers to strengthen our inner man. That these 10 prayers to receive strength in your inner man. Now one of the things that Mike Bickle talked a lot about is lovers will outwork workers. Now, if you're out working for the Lord and you're serving Him, and, you know, burnout's coming because you're just working for Him. You don't know what we talked about in the part one, you know, where we found in Psalms 103:7, Moses knew God's ways, but the sons of Israel only knew His acts. And so we have to understand that God will give us knowledge when we spend time with Him, when we commune with Him, when we build a relationship with Him. We want to pray today these 10 prayers. Now, it may sound weird, but I want you really to grasp this. And I'm going to pray this as I would pray for myself alone. So I want to give you an example of it. Now, it may not make a lot of sense for those that don't know the Lord, if you're listening to this, but those that do know the Lord or want to go deeper with God, I want you to really take a hold of this and say, you know what, I want to do this myself. And what I'm going to do is post this in the blog on the website. So the same website that you're on now listening to it, there should be Mustard Seed Ministries News. this will be on the, then you can search for it. And it's just 10 prayers to receive strength in the inner man and then fellowship. That's what we're going to go on. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And we're going to start with F, and we're just going to move right through the letters of fellowship. And the first one is fear of God. You've probably heard me talk or written some things about the fear of God. It's very crucial that we have a healthy understanding of what the fear of the Lord is. And it's not being scared. It's not when you hear thunder outside and you get kind of nervous or scared. This is more of an awe, your reverence and awe. Again, it's not, fear of the Lord is not a scary thing. It's actually a good thing. It's healthy. And we're going to pray that today. And that's going to give us strength, because I'm going to tell you this, and this is another man of God that I learned this from, is John Bevere. He said, we're going down a road, and on one side of the road, there's the fear of the Lord, what keeps us on the straight and narrow. And then on the other side of the road is the love of God. And he said very clearly that if you get too far into the love of God, you would basically, it's like sloppy grace. If you get too much into the love of God, you could actually go into sin and just say, oh, God loves me. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And then you continue to act unholy, or you continue to act a way that is not pleasing to the Lord or not honoring him. And you're actually bringing an approach on God and also the people of God. And so we don't want to get so far into the love of God where we are in that. But the fear of the Lord will bring us back into the straight and narrow. And if you get too far into the fear of the Lord, you may get into legalism where you know, everything has to be a certain way or else, you know, you're in sin. And that is not the case. You're taking it to another level. And that's why the love of God brings you right back. And so we don't want to get into legalism and where we become more of a religious attitude. Okay, so let's get into prayer. I'm going to pray this like if I was going to be sitting there meditating upon the Lord. I get this prayer out. This is not something that I do every day. This is something where I can draw from time to time. But and I want to make it clear to you that, you know, we don't want to do repetitious prayers every single day, because then it just becomes more religious and there's no relationship. But this will keep us going. And this is biblically based prayers. So let's go to the Lord. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we thank you and we praise you, Father. As you say in Ephesians 3:16, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Father, release the spirit of fear of God into my heart. Release the lightning and thunder from the throne of grace to strike my heart with your majesty. Release holy dread on my heart to make me tremble before you until my heart is within your heart and your word. Father, as you say in Isaiah 8:13, the Lord you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Thank you, Jesus. Father, strengthen my spirit with endurance, that I may do your will with zeal, diligence, that I do not quit in the fervent pursuit of you and your will. Strengthen me with all might according to your glorious power, until all patience and long suffering with joy. Father, direct my heart into the endurance of Jesus, and I ask to be strengthened to follow through in my commitments to you and to you, so that I will fulfill your ministry in my life. I am also asking, Lord, for physical and spiritual endurance, for fasting, praying, preaching, and writing. May the Lord direct my heart into the patience, endurance of Christ, according to 2 Thessalonians 3:2. Lord, impact your zeal to my heart, just as you gave to Phinehas. Father, pour out your love into my heart by releasing the influence of the Spirit of you, God, to give me revelation of your love for me, that it may overflow in love back to Jesus and others. Father, I pray that I would put on the Lord Jesus Christ and put on the armor of light and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. Help me to love my neighbor, Father. As you say in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Praised be the name of the Lord. Father, impart your love for Jesus in my heart. I agree with Jesus' prophecy in Matthew 22:37, to receive grace to love God with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind. Father, allow me to understand Jesus' love for me and to abide in it. I want to stay connected to Jesus. Father, I agree with Jesus' command and prophecy in Matthew 22:39, that I will love others. Let me abound in love by seeing what you see and feeling what you feel about others. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I agree with that prophecy and that prayer. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you to let me see the light of your glory, or to encounter your glory realm. I ask for Holy Spirit encounters, dreams, visions, angelic visitations, manifestations of light, fire, wind, as you gave to Moses, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and John. Father, I desire to see your glory. Father, I choose to be a person of one thing who often sits at your feet, listens to your words, wants to hear your voice. I set my heart to spend quality time with you and to cultivate an inward gaze towards you, Father. Alert me when I lose focus. Align my life circumstances so that I can walk this out an anointing, and anoint my times with you, that I may feel your love and feel the desires for you and your word. As it says in Psalms 27:4, one thing I desire all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Father God, I ask to strengthen me to walk in such faithfulness that you consider me worthy to walk in my highest calling in this age and the age to come. I need you, Jesus, and your help to see and gain victory in the blind spots of my life that I don't focus on. Jesus, I ask and pray, not just for myself, but for others. No one is worthy, Father, to receive forgiveness. It is a free gift because of Jesus' worthiness. Rather, I want to have a worthy response to you, Father, by living free of comparisons, thus have prepared or found worthy to walk in the fullness of our calling. May the God of peace sanctify you completely. May the spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord, that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God, according to 1 Thessalonians 3:13. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I look on a woman? Job 31:1. Father, set a guard over my lips. Free me from defensive anger and foolish speech. Sustain communion with you, God, when I have a conversation with another person. Let the Spirit of God never be quenched in my life with unholy speech, filth, or foolish, or cursing, or coarse gesturing. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips, as Psalms 141:3 states. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable, as it says in Psalms 19:14. Jesus, I want to learn from you how to walk in lowliness. I commit to take your yoke of humility, lowliness on my life and my attitudes, speech, and actions. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, as according to Matthew 11:29. Father, I'm asking, please give to me insight into your word, will, and ways. Also, I'm asking, please, to give to me wisdom that I may walk with you in intimacy under the Spirit, creative leadership. I want to desire to partner together with you in every issue of my life, including my finances, schedule, emotions, fears, addiction, circumstances, physical body, diet, my health, relationships in my home, office, ministry, my future, as according to Ephesians 1:17, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Father, strengthen my heart with supernatural peace and joy that overpowers fear, anxiety, phobias, addictions, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. The peace of God will guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:7. And as we end today, I end with this prayer from Psalms 19:12 through 14. How can I know all the sin lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I bless you today, and I hope this meant something to you. You can take this prayer and you can use it as your own. You know, change it up, make it yours. Let the Lord's face shine upon you and give you strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. He's alive and he's seated as King.